Hello.
Hey, is Sean there?
No, he's currently at work.
Oh, okay. I have another phone number on file ending in 0450. Is that a better number to get him at?
Yes, may I ask who's speaking, though?
Yeah, this is Ja over at the Bank of Cardiff. I spoke with you briefly, I think, Friday, but he was sleeping.
Okay, well, you know, I could probably help you with what you're needing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe you can help me out. It looks like you guys were interested in some working capital loan.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction. We have a lot of different programs here.
Okay, well, we're pretty much just wanting it to be able to where we're, you know, we're not living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, we can pretty much take care of, like, fuel for the trucks, maintenance on the trucks, if we wanted to get new equipment and hire a new driver, workers' comp, like deposits, stuff like that. Just pretty much to keep things going good.
I see, okay. What do you do in gross annual sales?
Gross annual sales, well, he does trucking. So we average about $10,000 a week if both trucks are running constantly. Now, if it rains or snows or something, then we're shut down for just a couple days. But usually it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But
do you know
we
how
normally
much
average about $10,000 a week.
Okay.
Last year, no, because we literally only did from September to from when we first got our MC authority, but we don't have our MC authority anymore. Mm. So we didn't have much on there.
Okay. So you only started the business really in September?
Pretty much, yeah. We had it running in July. That's when we first got our DOT number, but we had him hooked onto a different company.
Oh,
it wasn't our own company.
Oh, was he like a subcontractor before?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, cool. Well, yes, I guess $10,000 a week, you're looking at $40,000 a month. $40,000 a month times 12, you're about 720-ish? Something like that.
Do what?
I was just calculating the what kind of sales you had. Okay. Perfect. So how much would you need right now?
That is a question that I'm probably going to have to ask him. I mean, we just kind of want to know what we'd be pre-approved for and go from there.
Okay. Well, your gross annual sales, I calculated. I actually calculated it wrong earlier. It's about $488, maybe $500. Gross sales for the year. If you track about the same every month. So based on that number, our rule of thumb is usually we can free up about 10 to 15% of that. So we can give you about 48 on the lower range. On the high range, 72,000.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that's like the ballpark.
And so how exactly does it work? Is it just like, you know, a loan that we pay each time, or is it kind of like a, gosh, I can't even think of the way.
Like the revolving, like, line of credit type of thing?
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how our loan work is basically whatever amount that is that you need, we deposit it straight into your business checking account. And then from that same account, that's where we take our payment from automatically. And the term is either a daily, weekly, or monthly payment plan. And so basically you'll be paying, so if you don't need the full amount of like $72,000, you should just take whatever you need because you'll be paying interest on the amount that you take. And then, let's just say, for example, you take $20,000 first. Halfway through your loan, so about $10,000 in, you're able to get a renewal loan with us, and the renewal will refi the remaining balance and then also add on some additional capital for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what all do you need from us? Do you have everything that you need, or what all do you need from us to get it started?
I would need an application from you guys, which is a one-page app basically just business, basic business info and your personal info. And then I just need most recent 6 months of bank statements. So January to June. And then I just need the, oh, you don't have tax return yet. Yeah, that's basically it. That's all I would really need. So the two application and bank statement.
Yep. Okay. Could you send an application to our email?
Yeah, I can. What's your email?
Ranger, RANGER, driver, 86 at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I can go ahead and send it over to you. Quick question. I know you said you're mentioning a couple of things that you wanted to do, fixing your truck, things like that. Do you what do you have immediately coming up that you have a capital need for?
Pretty much, like, we need new tires for our trucks. That alone is, like, I want to say $2,400 because we've got two trucks.
Mm.
And then anything else, like, I kind of want to have money sitting just in case, say, a truck breaks down. Because, you know, when one of our trucks break down, it usually costs a ton of money just to get it back up and running and going. And we can't be out for so long, you know, trying to wait for money to come.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Are both of your trucks running now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I know usually trucks, you know, takes a lot to fix up. How much does it normally cost you?
It really just depends on what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it can range from, you know, really just like $200 to $1,000 to there was another one not too long ago. I think that was like $5,000 or $6,000.
I see. Okay. Do you have any other loans out right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is it like
but a... that was just to purchase the equipment.
Oh, okay. So just like equipment financing?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is it with?
We have... I think it's Pacific Lending.
Oh, Pacific Financial?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's... Yes. And then there's one through Mission.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, they're just equipment then. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business. I have your file pulled up right now.
Okay.
Is the legal name of the business Skittles? I don't know
what
I'm pronouncing it right.
Well, it's Sean Clam DBA Skittles, but yeah.
Oh, okay. And I have your address here, 11100 Southwest 39th Court.
Correct.
Okay, Mustang, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you guys a sole prop?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And is Sean the 100% owner, or are you also part owner?
I'm pretty much part owner. I mean, yeah.
Okay. On paper, what's the ownership breakdown?
Do what?
Like, on paper, what's the ownership breakdown?
On paper, Sean Clem is the owner.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
But you run everything, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, I got all your information here. I'm going to go ahead and send it over the application. Do you know when you'll be able to send everything back to me?
Hopefully, by tomorrow, I can have it sent back to you.
By tomorrow. Okay, sounds good. I'll look out for it. And then if anything, I'll just touch base with you later on in the afternoon tomorrow if I don't see anything, just to see where we're at with everything.
Okay, that sounds great.
Alrighty, good talk to you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.